Good morning, dear Boston. I'm John Boudreaux, and Kelly Financial's Safe Money Strategies indeed carries on every Saturday morning right here on WRKO 680 on the AM dial and online from just about anywhere. Well, we are full bore into springtime, and springtime, I like to look at it as nature takes risks, we take risks, and often our children take risks, our adult children, just as our youngsters did, and they back themselves into financial corners that they have very, very difficult times getting out of. And like all children, what do? They turn around and they look at mommy and daddy and they say, help. And even if they don't say, help, we look at them when we want to help. Here in the New England area, everything is more expensive. Energy is more expensive. Housing costs are off the charts. If our children went to a college or a university here, they probably have some debt. And as parents, we want to help out. Later in the show, I'll be bringing on Kelly Kelly, CEO of Kelly Financial, and we are going to be talking about those challenges parents face when they want to help their adult children, but they also want to help themselves in their retirement, and there's an impasse there, or at least it takes some tricky planning. It's kind of like being in rapids. It'll work out if you do it right, and that's what we are here for. So thanks for joining us. We'll, of course, be hearing from the advisors at Kelly Financial when we come back, and we'll see you on the other side of this little break. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, heard right here on WRKO every Saturday morning.
Safe Money Strategies with John Boudreaux and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
Good morning, dear friends and dear listeners. I'm Kelly Kelly, and welcome to our show on this fine Saturday morning. I am here with my handsome son, William Kelly Jr., as we chat every Saturday morning. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Mom. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great. It's a beautiful, rainy Saturday morning, and George is barking up a storm. Life is as it should be.
Yeah, right, absolutely. Now. Absolutely.
I'm sure Marshall's sleeping somewhere enjoying the rain. And we had a great Easter Sunday.
Yes, and we certainly did.
We lost Pope Francis on that day.
Celebrating
Easter Sunday, he died hours later. I think that's pretty beautiful. He was an amazing man. He was very unorthodox for a pope. Very, very unique as an individual. He wasn't perfect. I mean, we're all human, so we're not perfect. But he really did some amazing things. He was a very kind person. And a good friend of ours, Mayor Flynn, was also an ambassador. And he was the ambassador for the Vatican. And he was very good friends with Pope Francis. And he only spoke highly of him. He only
yes,
had good
he
things
did.
To say about the Pope. I grew up with him as my Pope. I would listen to him speak every now and then on YouTube, recordings of him. And he was a very eloquent speaker, and he had a way of putting the faith into plain words in very understandable ways. He had a way of comforting people as well, very plainly. He was just a very plain, very straightforward Italian man who would just tell you how it is, but in the kindest way possible. He was very gentle. So rest in peace, Pope Francis. So Easter was great. John Boudreaux came over. His friend Lisa came over. And his dog, Mimi, also
yes.
visited.
It was wonderful. You did a fantastic job cooking, William.
Thank you
Your
so much.
Your beef Wellington. And it was a great day. And we had the Easter egg hunt. And you and Mary Madeline, it was like you were both 5 years old again.
That is true. Either you, John, or Lisa decided to hide an egg inside an unopened paper towel bundle. And it was wrapped in plastic. And I guess one of you guys snuck it in. And so I noticed it. And then Mary Madeline noticed it. And I grabbed it. And she grabbed it. And we both ripped the thing. Paper towel rolls are flying everywhere. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a liar. I see things as they are, and I just repeat them. She started grabbing my eggs. And so I just immediately reacted and started grabbing eggs to the left of me. You know, could have been her eggs, could have been mine. I don't know. But she threw a fit. At that moment, I realized I need to rise above this. As the little brother, I need to be a big brother in spirit. And I need to be the mature one, and I need to rise above it. And so, Mary Madeline, I forgive you. I just want to say that I forgive you, and I love you, and We have moments. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. I have never laughed so hard. It was quite comical.
But it was a great Easter.
I want to wish everyone a wonderful rest of the weekend, and do keep us on your dial. While taxes might not be the most thrilling topic, understanding them is key to keeping more of your hard-earned savings in retirement. On today's show, Mike Doucette and Charlie Gable will explain how Roth conversions work, why they're so powerful, and ways to tailor your strategy to fit your unique situation. Mary Madeline Kelly and Greg Murray will tackle a classic retirement question: should you pay off your mortgage early or invest the extra money? It's one of the most common questions we hear, and their conversation breaks it down beautifully. I will return with John Boudreaux. We will discuss one of the toughest financial blind spots: how to help your adult children without sacrificing your own retirement. If you are a parent struggling with this balance, stay tuned. We will also have some wit and wisdom from Bill Kelly. William, thank you for chatting with me this morning. I love you, honey.
I love you too, and as do I. I look forward to next week.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Okay, my friends, if your 401k lately feels like something out of a Stephen King novel, you're not imagining it. The markets have been all over the place, up, down, sideways. It's like watching the Red Sox go into extra innings. But listen to me now, don't panic. The worst thing you can do is cash out and lock in your losses. Smart investors, they stay cool, they stick to their plan, and they work with people they trust. That's where Kelly Financial Services comes in. They're local, they're fiduciary advisors, and they care about your peace of mind. They'll help you ride out the storm so you're not making emotional decisions with your life savings on the line. Call them today for your free retirement consultation. 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881, or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org. That's Kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
Good morning and welcome to the show. You are listening to Safe Money Strategies, and my name is Mike Doucette, Chief Operating Officer at Kelly Financial Services. Today, we're tackling what could be considered a game changer for retirement planning: Roth conversions. While taxes might not be the most thrilling topic, understanding them is key to keeping more of your hard-earned savings in retirement. Here's the reality: the tax landscape is in flux. Major changes to our tax code are set to occur in 2026, but with a new administration in Washington, no one knows for sure what will happen. One thing we can be relatively sure of, however, is that our national debt will continue to balloon, and that raises the likelihood that taxes could climb in the future. If most of your retirement savings are in traditional IRAs or 401ks, this could mean paying more in taxes when you start withdrawing. That's why having a savvy strategy converting to a Roth IRA, offering tax-free income in retirement, could be the right move for you. On today's show, we'll explore how Roth conversions work, why they're so powerful, and ways to tailor your strategy to fit your unique situation. Whether you're retired or planning to retire soon, this knowledge could make a huge difference in how long your money lasts and how much of it stays in your pocket.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My name is Charlie Gable, and I'm a member of the investment advisory team here at Kelly Financial Services. So taxes don't have to derail your retirement plans, but addressing them strategically is going to be essential. A Roth conversion isn't just about paying taxes today. It's about designing a plan to help minimize taxes over your entire retirement. If you've been wondering how this might apply to your situation, give us a call at 888-800-1881 or visit us online at kellyfinancial.org. We offer a complimentary consultation where we'll take a closer look at your finances and help determine if an efficient strategy for your Roth conversion makes sense.
Today, we'll cover not just the benefits of Roth conversions, but also the common pitfalls and how to avoid them. This isn't about a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about figuring out what works for you.
I'm a huge believer in Roth IRAs, very much like how they work for our clients. When I sit down with a new client who already has a Roth, one of the first things I explore is how we can move more money into that account in the most efficient way possible. And for those who don't yet have a Roth, I often start by figuring out a strategy to convert their traditional IRA or 401k money into that Roth IRA. Why? Because in my mind, there's nothing better than tax-free income, and that's exactly what a Roth IRA can offer.
For those who may not be familiar, let me break it down. Traditional IRAs allow you to make pre-tax contributions, meaning you don't pay taxes on the money you put in, but the trade-off is that almost every dollar you withdraw is taxed as ordinary income. Roth IRAs, on the other hand, are funded with after-tax dollars, meaning you pay taxes on your contributions up front. The big advantage? The money grows tax-free. And when it's time to take it out, those distributions are entirely tax-free. So the big question becomes, is it better to defer taxes or to pay them now?
And this is the key starting point for anyone that's evaluating the benefits of a traditional IRA versus a Roth. And here's where it gets interesting. Many people are surprised to learn that there is no difference between a regular IRA and a Roth IRA in terms of how much will end up in your pocket after taxes are paid, provided the same assumptions are applied equally to both accounts. So here's a simple example. Say you're taxed at a rate of 30%. If you contribute $100 to a traditional IRA, you don't pay taxes on that money up front because it's tax deductible. But over time, assume that $100 might double to $200. When you withdraw it, you pay 30% in taxes, which is $60, leaving you with $140 to spend. Now let's look at the Roth IRA. Since you're paying taxes up front, your $100 contribution becomes $70 after that 30% tax is deducted. So assume that $70 also doubles over time to $140. Because Roth withdrawals are tax-free, you get to keep every penny. So you end up with the same $140. As long as you apply same growth and tax rates to each account, the net result will always be the same.
So if the math works out the same, why do you favor Roth IRAs so strongly?
Well, it all comes down to one thing, the future of tax rates. Now, I firmly believe there's a strong likelihood that tax rates will rise in the years ahead. And if that happens, everything with the math changes. The Roth IRA offers a huge advantage because you've already paid taxes at today's rates, shielding yourself for potentially higher taxes in the future.
Some of you might feel less concerned about rising taxes now that former President Trump has been reelected. But before we dive into that, let me be very clear. This isn't about politics. I'm not here to champion one party or another. What I'm here to do is discuss a financial reality that's crucial for your personal and retirement planning. The reality is simple. Our country has a long history of spending more money than it collects in taxes, regardless of which party is in control. And ignoring this can be dangerous for anyone planning their financial future.
So let's look at the numbers. During fiscal year 2024, the IRS collected just under $5 trillion in tax revenue. But during that same year, federal spending was approximately $6.75 trillion. How does the government cover that gap? Well, it borrows. For the last 50 years, the federal budget has run a surplus only four times. And for the past 20 years, deficits have become the norm. The result? A national debt that's ballooned to levels many experts warn are unsustainable.
According to the U.S. Government Accountability Office, this growing debt puts us on a dangerous fiscal path. They warn. Rising debt increases the risk of a fiscal crisis. If investors lose confidence in America's fiscal management, drastic tax increases and cuts to critical spending could ensue.
So in simple terms, think of the national debt like someone using a credit card but only paying the minimum balance each month. The excess spending accumulates as debt and the interest keeps piling on. Over time, that person's financial situation becomes unsustainable. Our national debt is much the same. It represents decades of accumulating deficits, and the interest is piling up.
Charlie and I need to take a quick break, but stay tuned because we'll continue our conversation on Roth conversions later this morning.
Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
There's nothing like running the Boston Marathon.
On your mark!
Even before crossing the start line, you must spend months planning in advance, training your body, becoming familiar with the terrain, preparing for all weather conditions, adjusting fuel and hydration, and testing your gear. Many runners visualize their race, setting that personal record and seeing themselves finishing strong. When it comes to your retirement, what do you see? A fulfilling retirement requires the same kind of planning, preparing, adjusting, testing, and goal setting as for a marathon. Let the retirement coaches at Kelly Financial Services help you cross the finish line in the greatest race of your life. So call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. On your mark, get set, go to Kelly Financial Services. Come retire with us.
The Money Wrap with Kelly Financial Advisors, Greg Murray and Mary Madeline Kelly.
Good morning. This is Greg Murray, Senior Vice President and Chief Compliance Officer at Kelly Financial Services. Joining me today is Mary Madeline Kelly, one of our wealth advisors. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. How was your Easter?
Easter was fantastic. I always enjoy spending time with my family. We went up to my mom's house in Manchester. How about you? How was your Easter?
That sounds like a lovely time. Mine was very nice. I also went to my mom's and spent some time with her and my brother. It's funny because even though we are fully grown adults, that does not stop my brother and I from having a highly competitive Easter egg hunt that our mom puts on for us. And I am a proud winner for most of our years doing this.
That sounds like a really fun time. I am very happy to hear that you do that every year, no matter how old you are.
Absolutely. Today's topic is a big one. A question we get all the time, should I pay off my mortgage early or invest the extra money instead?
Yep, it's one of those questions where the answer is, it depends. But we're going to walk you through both sides because there are good reasons to consider both strategies.
So let's start with the emotional side. A lot of people love the idea of being completely debt-free. There's peace of mind in knowing that you own your home outright, especially heading into retirement.
That feeling of security is huge. No monthly mortgage payments means lower fixed expenses. And for some people, that's a major goal and totally valid.
But on the flip side, there's the math. Mortgage rates have been higher the past few years, more like 6% or 7%. So the decision isn't as clear cut as it was when rates were at historic lows.
Right. If your mortgage rate is 6.5% and you're comparing to what you might earn by investing in the market, it gets a little trickier. Yes, the market has the potential to outperform that over time, but there's more volatility and risk involved.
Exactly. Paying off a loan with a guaranteed 6% interest rate is a solid return in today's environment. For some people, that makes the mortgage payoff strategy a lot more appealing than it used to be.
Still, it depends on your goals. If you're young and have a long investment timeline, you can handle market ups and downs. Investing might still come out ahead, but if you're nearing retirement and just want more peace of mind, the guaranteed savings from paying off your mortgage might feel like a better option.
So what do we usually tell our clients? We ask, what's your interest rate? What's your investment time horizon? How comfortable are you with risk? And how important is being debt-free to you?
If someone's getting close to retirement and doesn't want the pressure of a monthly payment, paying down the mortgage might feel like the right call, even if it's not the mathematically optimal choice.
Right. It's about balancing numbers with feelings. Some clients split the difference. They put some extra toward the mortgage and invest the rest. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
And we can't forget about cash flow. If throwing extra money at your mortgage leaves you short on emergency savings or makes it harder to max out your 401k, that's probably not the right move.
Exactly. Liquidity matters. You can't pull equity out of your home the way you can sell off a few shares of a mutual fund in an emergency.
So here's a simple way to think about it. If you're more motivated by financial freedom and less worried about maximizing returns, paying down the mortgage could be a good emotional and practical win. If you're focused on long-term growth and comfortable with market risk, investing might make more sense.
And of course, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. We recommend running the numbers and checking in with a financial advisor to see how it fits into your bigger picture.
We've seen both strategies work really well. The key is understanding your priorities and making an intentional choice, not just reacting to what feels right at the moment.
I couldn't agree more. And remember, your financial plan isn't set in stone. You can always reevaluate as your goals and life changes.
All right, that's all for today's conversation. Whether you're team pay it down or team let it ride, the most important thing is that you're thinking about your future.
That's a great way to put it. Well, I will see you next week.
To get in touch with Greg Murray or Mary Madeline Kelly or any member of the Kelly Financial team, call 888-800-1881.
I'm John Boudreaux, and welcome to a new edition of Kelly Financial's What Would Bill Say? the wit and wisdom of the late Bill Kelly. Today, we'll address fact from fiction.
You can always make money if you haven't. If you lose it all, it's very difficult to do that. So you have to have a plan. If the market goes up quite a bit or down quite a bit, you have to be ready. And how do you sort fact from fiction?
Download Kelly Financial's consumer guide simply called The Value of an Objective Opinion. With so much at stake with your retirement future, you don't just want any financial advice, but objective financial advice. And as a fiduciary, Kelly Financial puts your interests above all else. Go to kellyfinancial.org or call 888-800-1881 to get the guide.
Ladies and gentlemen, sort fact from fiction.
We are Kelly Financial Services. Come retire with us.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That was one small step for Neil Armstrong, but when it comes to your financial future, it's a giant leap. Achieving your desired retirement isn't a leap. It requires good planning, one step at a time. Let Kelly Financial help you take those crucial first steps today. To get started, call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budris and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business.
And we're back. I'm John Budris, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies. And as always, thanks for joining me this morning. Well, if you're a parent of an adult child, you've probably asked yourself, how much help is too much help? Whether it's helping with college tuition, which is a big nut to crack these days, or a down payment on that starter home, or just keeping the lights on during tough times of unemployment or reduced employment, a parent's instinct is always to step in and try to fix it. But here's the catch. Our own generosity can sometimes quietly sabotage our own retirement. So today we're going to be talking about how to support your kids without compromising the future that you've been working so hard to build. And joining me today is Kelly Kelly, the CEO of Kelly Financial Services. She'll walk us through what retirees should do to protect their own futures while still offering meaningful and sustainable support to their adult children in a way that, well, works for everybody. Kelly, good morning and welcome. And I hope your coffee is a big one because this is a big subject these days.
Good morning, John. Happy to be here with you on this Saturday morning. And yes, I have my coffee, a big coffee, and I am ready to chat.
Kelly, today we're covering how retirees can help their adult children while protecting the retirement future they've built or are in the process of building.
John, this is such an important conversation. It's one that's happening around kitchen tables all across the country right now. And I have to say, there is good news. We help families navigate this issue every day. So we have a lot to say about it.
So let's get started. A lot of folks want to help their kids pay for school. I mean, tuition in college is just, off the charts these days. $100,000 a year for some of the top schools. With that first house, particularly in the Boston area where real estate is so expensive. Or maybe just to bail them out of a difficult spot. So what's the first thing they need to do before opening up their checkbooks?
John, the very first step is having a clear understanding of their own finances. They need to know their retirement goals. They need to know their income streams, and they need to know their risk because no one can give from an empty bucket.
So you're saying know thyself, that is, understand thyself before becoming the family piggy bank.
Exactly. And not just know thyself or understand thyself, but be honest. Being honest with yourself and being transparent with your kids is key.
Well, let's break that down a little bit more. What does understanding your finances really mean for someone who's already retired or thinking about retiring soon?
Start with a full inventory. Know what's coming in and know what's going out. That means understanding all guaranteed income sources like Social Security, pensions, annuities, and knowing how much can be sustainably withdrawn from your retirement accounts. It's also important to factor in inflation, of course, market volatility, healthcare costs, and longevity. It's a lot, but it's really essential.
Okay, after getting that grasp on of their own finances, what should retirees do next?
Next, it's important to have honest conversations with your kids.
Oh, I imagine that can get very tricky and fast.
It certainly can, especially if emotions are running high. But being upfront about what they can and cannot afford sets the tone for a healthier financial relationship. Sometimes it can be helpful to bring in a neutral third party, such as a financial advisor, to keep the discussion productive.
Right. So they won't feel like the bad guy for saying no.
Exactly. Plus, it's okay to put expectations in writing and check in regularly to prevent misunderstandings later. It's not about mistrust. It's about clarity.
What are some of the smart ways parents can help their adult kids without hurting themselves?
Great question. If it's education, they might consider contributing to a 529 plan early on. If it's housing, maybe they can help with a portion of a down payment rather than the whole thing. Both ways of helping can still make a very big impact.
And what about childcare for the grandkids? That's a huge expense these days.
Absolutely. Parents can offer help there, or better yet, provide the gift of time if that's feasible. Sometimes non-monetary help is even more valuable and less financially risky.
Here's another twist on the subject. What about when adult kids move back home? The boomerang generation is very, very real, and particularly in the Northeast, where housing costs are just off the charts.
I agree, John. Housing in New England is crazy high, but, you know, I think it's okay when the kids want to move home, but there have to be conditions. You need to set household expectations. You need to set timelines, maybe even require some rent. They really need to feel like they're on a path to independence and not a permanent layover.
And what about the peril of the pen, that is, co-signing loans?
Parents should be very cautious. If their name is on paper, they are on the hook. And if it goes south, not only does it affect their finances, it could hurt their credit and their relationship.
Well, that is a lot to consider, Kelly. It sounds like bringing in an objective party, understanding their finances, and having a good grasp on their retirement income is what parents should do first before they think about writing that big check.
I agree 100%, John.
Are there any tools or strategy that can help with that?
At Kelly Financial, we build out projections to show people what could happen to their retirement nest egg. Those what-if scenarios can be eye-opening. You'd be surprised how many people find out they're not as secure as they thought. Or, on the flip side, they have more room to help than they realized.
So are we only talking about pre-retirees here? What about folks who are already retired? Is it too late to build that strategy?
Not at all. In fact, it's more important than ever. Retirees should revisit their plans annually or more often if they're taking on new financial responsibilities. A strong plan will help avoid surprises, and it keeps them from dipping into assets they might need in 10 or 20 years.
Well, dear listeners, we've covered a lot of ground today, some dangerous ground in a way, emotions, expectations, and those real life money decisions that come with being a parent and a retiree at the same time. Kelly, what's the bottom line in all of this?
John, it's this. It is absolutely fine to help adult children, but not at the expense of your own stability. In fact, the best gift you can give them is a strong example of what wise long-term planning looks like.
That's great advice. Are there any resources our listeners should explore?
If our listeners are wondering where to start, our free investor guide, Your Retirement Income Planning Checklist, highlights all the things they will need to plan for, such as healthcare expenses, long-term care, and taxes, as they consider taking on additional financial commitments. If they need a neutral third party, contact us and speak with one of our Kelly advisors. We can offer objective guidance when emotions are running high and help ensure that any financial support this giving aligns with long-term retirement goals.
That sounds reassuring, Kelly, so thanks for that. To get the guide and make a complimentary appointment with a Kelly financial advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have for this segment. Thanks so much for joining me. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation and cover the realities of debt support, the big picture help, and legacy planning, another important one. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, the radio show, heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We are in our 20th year broadcasting, so thanks for tuning in, and we will be back in a New York minute.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org.
Ready to enjoy your golden years without worry? At Kelly Financial, we know retirement planning can be overwhelming. With more than 21 years of experience, our friendly team of advisors makes it easy and stress-free. Trust us to help you create a secure and enjoyable future. For a free initial retirement consultation, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881.
And we're back. I'm John Budrys, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies, and thanks for joining me this morning. Helping adult children financially without putting your own future at risk can be one of the toughest balancing acts that retirees can face. Should you be providing debt support and budgeting advice? What do you do when your kids make mistakes with money? And how should you give strategically, that is, not just with dollars, but with guidance, accountability, your time, and that long-term perspective that, you know, we in our old age have a better handle on that than our kids. If these are questions that keep you up at night, and they keep me up at night, I tell you, we've got you covered. We'll tackle all of them in today's show. Let's bring back Kelly Kelly, the CEO of Kelly Financial Services, to help us break it all down. Kelly, good morning again. Welcome back again. How's that mug of coffee? I think you're going to need a refill.
Good morning again, John. I'm happy to be back with you on this Saturday morning. And my coffee is great. I'm still working on it. Thank you for asking.
Kelly, a lot of folks are whispering about this topic, but we're going to bring it right into the open and shine the light on it. How to help your adult children without derailing your own life, your own retirement.
I'm really glad we're discussing this today. At Kelly Financial, we want our clients to be comfortable with their financial decisions, and this one can be a bit tricky.
Well, it's really tough to say no, especially when your adult child is struggling and you just want to help. And when those grandchildren look at you and you think, oh my God, you start taking the shirt off your back. That's your instinct. But as much as your heart wants to say yes, your wallet and your retirement plan deserves a voice in this conversation. So let's jump in and start with debt. Can parents step in to help with this part of the financial picture?
They certainly can, John, but strategically. If they are helping with, say, student loans, explore whether a contribution would make more sense going to high interest debt first, which we call the debt avalanche method, or perhaps is best to knock out small balances for momentum. We call that the debt snowball. However, they really should let their adult child be on their own journey. It's okay to be their budgeting buddy, but not the bailout.
That's a great term. And would you recommend credit cards if used wisely?
Yes, they can build credit, but must be paid off monthly. It's a tool, not a trap.
What are some signs that a parent might be doing too much when it comes to helping with debt?
Well, John, if they're the ones losing the sleep over their children's financial choices, or if their own bills are going unpaid to cover their kids' expenses, that is a red flag.
And how can retirees encourage their kids to take more ownership of their finances without creating tension?
We mentioned this in the first half. But it's important to start with open, judgment-free conversations. Offer to sit down and walk through their budget, look at their expenses, maybe even compare a few loan payoff strategies. It's about creating a culture of financial honesty. This is a partnership, not parental control. That's the hard part, I believe.
Are there tools that can make that easier, Kelly? Such as apps or systems which create that shared understanding?
There are, John. Budgeting apps or even simple spreadsheets can create structure. Creating structure is so important. Some families check in once a month. It's like a money meeting. It keeps everyone on track, and it helps adult kids build those muscles with accountability.
But what happens when they're just not making progress or not hearing you?
That's when bringing in a neutral third party, like a financial advisor, can be a game changer. We understand this at Kelly Financial. Sometimes the message lands better when it's coming from someone who's not mom or dad. Plus, it takes the emotional pressure off the relationship, and that's really important.
Good reminder, and thanks for that. But I want to dig into lack of progress or worse, mistakes. Let's say the kid makes a mistake, blows through his savings, ignores a budget, ends up in trouble. Then what?
I'd say acknowledge it, but don't enable it. Offer tools and guidance, not just another bailout. Sometimes the best support is helping them rebuild stronger and having an emergency support system, a plan, both parent and child completely understand, can make these conversations much easier.
That's easier said than done, especially for parents who just want to step in and fix it. So how do you strike that balance?
That is true, John. It can be incredibly tough, but rescuing them every single time reinforces bad habits. Instead, retirees should shift the conversation to responsibility. They can help them review what went wrong and perhaps offer to be a budgeting buddy or connect them with a financial coach. In doing so, retirees show they care. It's not just at the cost of their own future or their accountability.
So what does an emergency support system really look like in that context?
This can be a proactive plan that retirees create before trouble hits. Maybe it's a set amount in a savings account that they only plan to use if certain conditions come up. Let's say maybe like a health crisis or family emergency. Or it could be a clear agreement about what they are willing to help with and what they are not.
Okay, so what is the mistake that involves the debt, like credit cards piling up or a personal loan that went sideways? Should parents step in?
Help should come with guardrails. Parents should help their adult child set up a payoff plan using strategies like the debt avalanche or debt snowball. And if everyone agrees that the parent will be the budgeting buddy, insist on seeing that plan in action before committing any funds. Helping with structure is far more valuable than just writing a check.
What if the parents feel like they've failed because their adult child keeps making financial missteps?
That's fairly common, but not necessarily fair. Adults are going to make their own decisions, good or bad. The most important thing parents can do is model strong financial habits, provide education and boundaries, and stay focused on their own stability.
Okay, well, let's pivot and look at people who want to give big, perhaps contributing to a wedding or a home purchase? What should they do?
They should start planning very early. Strategic gifting within IRS limits can reduce tax burdens, which is good. But again, the key is it must fit within your overall financial plan. You don't want generosity today to compromise your retirement tomorrow.
And if a listener doesn't have the cash on hand right now, but wants to support a future wedding or home, what should they be doing right now, today?
They could start saving in a separate family gifting fund, just like they would for retirement or for a vacation. It keeps the money earmarked and ensures they're not dipping into their core retirement assets. Talking to their financial advisor or estate planning attorney would be important, especially if they're further along in life. They can consider building these gifts into an estate plan so they may leave an inheritance with purpose.
Kelly, we've covered a lot of ground today. So while we are wrapping up, what can our listeners do if they have questions about helping their adult children?
Well, John, they can certainly contact us at Kelly Financial. Our advisors bring clarity to complex decisions. We can provide structure and realistic boundaries in these moments. Most importantly, a safe space for honest conversations can be created, which can turn tension into teamwork. We also have a free investor guide called Your Retirement Income Planning Checklist. It has a chapter dedicated to reevaluating financial goals that thoughtfully reminds readers to reflect on current objectives before making any changes.
As always, Kelly, very useful. Thanks again for joining us this morning. To get the guide and to make a complimentary appointment with the Kelly Financial Advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have for now. Thanks for joining me. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, the radio show heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We are in our 20th year broadcasting, so thanks for that. That is a real gift. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in a moment.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Is your financial advisor a fiduciary? In other words, are they legally required to act in your best interest? My complimentary book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future, explains what a fiduciary is and will help you understand if an advisor is really putting you first. For the book, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Doucette, and you are listening to Safe Money Strategies. Joining me in the studio this morning is Charlie Gable. Over the next decade, the U.S. government is projected to pay almost $13 trillion in interest on the national debt. Let that sink in for a moment. $12.9 trillion just to cover interest payments. This marks the highest amount of interest in any 10-year period in U.S. history, and more than doubles the total spent on interest over the last 20 years.
Now, to put this staggering figure into perspective, let's break it down. It equates to roughly $38,600 per person in the United States. It's about four times the cumulative cash deficits projected for Social Security over the next decade. And it's nearly twice the cost of the federal government's entire response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
But the implications of this aren't just about the numbers, they're about priorities. According to the Congressional Budget Office, if current trends continue, interest on the national debt will become the single largest item in the federal budget by 2051, surpassing even Social Security.
Now let's think about what this means for the future. Resources that could be allocated to infrastructure, healthcare, or education will increasingly go towards servicing debt. And as interest payments grow, the likelihood of tax increase also grows.
While a new administration may prioritize tax cuts, there are some realities to consider. Any significant changes to tax policy will require bipartisan support in Congress, which could be challenging given the already staggering national debt. According to the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, Trump's proposed tax changes could add $7.75 trillion to the national debt, with estimates ranging from $1.65 trillion to as high as $15.5 trillion.
And this is on top of the already exceeding $36 trillion national debt. Adding another $7 to $8 trillion could make future tax hikes inevitable. Whether those increases happen sooner or later, there are critical risks to consider as you plan for your financial future. Ignoring this issue could leave you unprepared for the potential financial impact.
Now, the question is, how can we get your partner, Uncle Sam, to allow you to avoid potential higher future taxes? The answer is simple. We pay him his share today. This is precisely what happens when you convert to a Roth IRA. The amount you want to convert is added to your other income for the year, and that becomes your total taxable income when you file your tax return. Essentially, it's treated the same way as if you had taken a distribution from your traditional IRA. That distribution is counted as taxable income, and you pay Uncle Sam what you owe at today's tax rate. A Roth conversion works exactly the same way. By paying taxes now, you're locking in today's rates rather than rolling the dice on what future tax rates might look like.
But here's the catch. Where will the money come from to pay the taxes on the conversion? This often overlooked point can make or break the financial benefits of a Roth conversion. Paying the conversion tax directly out of your IRA balance, essentially withdrawing from the same account you're converting, can significantly reduce the long-term benefits of that strategy. And here's why. When you use IRA funds to pay the taxes, you're not only reducing the amount of money that gets converted to the Roth, but you're also sacrificing the opportunity for that money to grow tax-free in the future. Now, let's say you're converting $50,000 and you owe $6,000 in taxes. If you take the $6,000 from your IRA to pay Uncle Sam, only $44,000 gets moved to the Roth. That's about $6,000 less working for you and compounding tax-free for the rest of your life.
The optimal approach is to pay the taxes from non-retirement funds, such as savings or other taxable accounts. By doing this, you ensure the entire amount you intended to convert actually makes it into your Roth IRA. This not only optimizes the benefits of the conversion, but also keeps you on track toward building a solid tax-free income stream for the future. Ultimately, Roth conversions can be an incredibly powerful strategy, but only when done thoughtfully. Factors like current and future tax brackets, where to source the funds for the conversion tax, and your overall retirement goals all play a critical role. This is why it's so important to work with a financial advisor who is knowledgeable on the topic of Roth conversions before making any decisions.
So as we close today's show, let me leave you with this. The key to optimizing the benefits of a Roth conversion isn't just about deciding whether to do one. It's about crafting a strategy to do it most efficiently based on your unique circumstances. A well thought out plan considers your current and future tax brackets, your income needs, and where you'll find the funds to pay the conversion taxes without disrupting your overall financial security.
The benefits of a Roth conversion can be substantial, but only if the process is handled carefully and strategically. That's why we're here to help. Our team focuses on creating personalized plans to ensure your Roth conversion aligns with your financial goals and helps minimize potential pitfalls.
So if you're ready to explore how a Roth conversion strategy could fit into your retirement plan, give us a call at 888-800-1881 to schedule your complimentary consultation. Together, we'll evaluate your situation and design a plan that works for you. With that, I'm Charlie Gable.
And I'm Mike Doucette. Join us next week for more safe money strategies.
Joining us now, as she always does at this time, she is the co-founder, president, CEO of Kelly Financial Services. And yes, that is her wonderful name, Kelly Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am good. Sometimes early retirement can happen sooner than expected. Whether it's by choice or not, it comes with big questions. Do you have enough saved? How long will your money last? What about rising healthcare costs or market uncertainty? That's where a fiduciary financial advisor makes all the difference. At Kelly Financial, our advisors are fiduciaries who are legally and ethically obligated to put your best interests first. We will help you build a personalized plan, one that balances your lifestyle goals with real-world financial planning. So if you are planning for early retirement or were forced into it, don't just hope for the best. Give us a call or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org or go to our website for our radio rewind.
888-800-1881. Call 888-800-1881. Or if you prefer, you can email Kelly directly, kelly@kellyfinancial.org. Kelly@kellyfinancial.org.
Safe Money Strategies. 888-800-1881.
Family is everything. Don't ask me why I was chosen to be one of the main people always talking about how great family is. I was a miserable human being. Really, I didn't know how to have a family. How do you have a family? First of all, you have almost no hair and everybody steals your hairbrush. That means you're in a family. You have no hair and you have your own cream rinse that you buy at Stop and Shop, like the fructose kind. It's like green. I don't have a lot of hair, but I'm going to feel good in the morning when I put this cream rinse on my hair. It's going to smell like a glade in the Everglades. I don't know. You know, you're 220 pounds. You get into the shower. You're brushing your teeth at the same time because you don't have time. And you reach for the cream rinse. And guess what? It's not there. Do you know what that means? If you're single and you reach for that cream rinse, it's going to be there. If you have a family of people, I don't know who's got the most hair per square inch, but we could win the Olympics hair thickness contest in our house. So now you're in a shower, you're in a relaxing place, and you're going to have to get out in the cold air. You're going to have to put your head around a corner, you're dripping on a rug, you're going to have to yell through the house because everybody's doing their thing in the morning. Where's my cream rinse? Then you have a little person, I don't know who it might be, they'll come and say, oh, I borrowed it. So then you say, can I get it back? I really like my cream rinse. Oh, sure, Pop. So you get your cream rinse back. That means you're in a family. Because when you're single, you don't do that. Everything's lined up. Your shaving brush, your aftershave, your cream rinse, your toothpaste, your floss. Well, that's not family life, unfortunately, unless you live in some kind of family that I don't know. Those are the people you love. If you come home, you drive 45 minutes to get home. You talk on the phone. You work the whole way home. You want to get to the house and watch O'Reilly because you get home at 7, and that's all you want to do. He gets on at 8, so you want to get that thing set up. You walk into the living room, and there's people running on platforms, and they're focusing a wee wand on the thing, and they're jogging through the woods with little fake animals. You're in a family, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say, you know what, I really want to watch O'Reilly. And they're not saying no, but they kind of look at you and like they go, oh, we're jogging on the Wii. So you're going into the bedroom on a little 12-inch TV and you're going to eat your dinner and you're going to watch O'Reilly in there and they're going to be out there jogging. That's how you know you're in a family. If you're single, you come home, you have an automatic light dimmer, you put it on, it comes up, the curtains pull back, your big screen TV flashes on, there's O'Reilly. And you got them TiVo'd for a week. I go to TiVo, ladies and gentlemen. How much is left on my TiVo? 8% left. And so I'm trying to record a football game because I want to take the family out on Sunday. There's not enough room. So then I've got 12 Hannah Montanas. There's a cartoon named Peep. I've got like 12 episodes of Peep, 15 Scooby-Doo's. Kelly's got her soaps on there. That's like 20%. So that's what's on the TiVo. So I'm not going to TiVo a football game. So then I had a big family meeting. I said, look, we're going to divide the TiVo. There's four of us here. We each get 20%. And there's an additional 20% of that storage room on the recording TiVo. That's optional. That's all the family can share that. And then all of a sudden, we're having a big fight over the TiVo space. Why? I've got to have Hannah Montana. We record, ladies and gentlemen, Full House. At every moment of time, ladies and gentlemen, on Earth, remember how you could always watch Lucy? It was always on somewhere. Well, Full House is always on somewhere, but we have to record it at my house. That's how you can tell you have a family. That is the joy, the joys of life. Having a family, loving the people. But I will be at their house, ladies and gentlemen, someday. I will come there. I will take over their den. I don't know what the computers are going to look like then. I'm going to take it over. I'm going to be there with my suitcase one night. They're going to answer the door. It's Pop. What's he doing? I said, I'm moving in. What do you mean? I'm moving into your den. I want the computer. I want the remote. And I want the Wii, whatever it's going to be called. And it's going to be like a space suit you get into, float up in the air. Then they'll say, wow, we have a family, don't we? So anyway, we'll be back in just a few short minutes.
Call Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Whether you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, financial advice is important when it comes to preserving your nest egg. We have a free investor guide called Designing Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements, which highlights the steps needed to build a balanced portfolio. For the guide, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Senior Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. 888-800-1881.
The news break is coming up, and during the break, take the time to give a call at 888-800-1881 and make that all-important first step to secure your retirement future. Talk things through with a financial advisor about any aspect of retirement or money management, whether it's your portfolio, concerns about health care, or if you're tossing around the idea of relocating or maybe helping out with your grandchildren's college. You see, a financial advisor isn't only about the stock market. That's only a portion of the job description. And in the end, you'll be amazed at how very small adjustments over time can have enormous results when it's time to retire. In fact, these adjustments can be the difference of when you can retire, or in some cases, whether you can retire at all. So call us at 888-800-1881 or visit us at kellyfinancial.org and raise a toast to your financial future. 888-800-1881, Kelly Financial Services with offices in Braintree and Burlington. All right, see you next week.
All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. The host is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, Kelly has waived the host's advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement where the host receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, the host has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest. Radio.